I know these are going to be kind of rough notes. I've just been kind of trying to hash some things out conceptually. This is June 11th, 2018. It's about 10 minutes of 9 in the morning. So, June 11th, 2018, 8:50 a.m. So to begin with, I was exploring two primary things. One was the concept of as above, so below, and the other, the injection of the concept of the cascade. So change the course of thought, you change the course of events. As you set the principles and priorities that your life revolves around, these choices and the impact of these choices cascade down into the patterns that we project, the daily routines. They impact the daily routines. Primarily, as Vicky says, it's all about your priorities, so it impacts the priorities that you prioritize for time and attention. And of course, that directly impacts it directly impacts the patterns that the recurring patterns that you project during your daily routines. So mainly, I think what kind of got me started on this, and I'm going to kind of back up. I'm going to first look at the connect the dots puzzle and the jigsaw puzzle. So I was looking at how I could simplify the it's about taking what you have become aware of and simplifying it and finding a way to share that information with others in the most concise and most concise way, but also with clarity. And one of the things that happened a few years back was I realized that, like my father, I like solving puzzles, and I think a lot of people do. But the puzzle that I what I've puzzled about is the nature of our existence. And of course, that's where I came across my chosen discipline of the master's craft, which in philosophy, metaphysics, is a so I'm trying to remember metaphysics, and I think it's a branch of metaphysics, but I'd have to look it up, which is ontology, the study of the nature and relations of being. So, pretty early on, I chose two kinds of puzzles in particular to try to find a way to share. So, it's about finding a way to express it, to share it, to frame it in a way that others can connect to it, and in a way that it's easier, and that's what a facilitator does. It's easier for others to comprehend it. And of course, part of that is building on what others are already aware of, or already know, or are already familiar with. So, in the time that I spent, of course, I chose. How I was going to share the material, I chose a worldwide reality game, but I started talking about a treasure map, which led me to. And wrapped up in that was methods, models, and maps. Methods of inquiry, investigation, vet, investigate to discover, which I once I heard that, I like that phrase, because it really is a quest of discovery, of awakening awareness. And then models are descriptive. They help us to organize, make connections, correlations. So models are descriptive, and then maps are prescriptive. It's kind of like, it's kind of like a recipe or mapping. You know, it prescribes how you get from here to there. And of course, a recipe is, if you follow the recipe, the results that you achieve are similar, same to the results of who prescribed, who developed the waypoints, I guess is one way to put it, for that recipe. So the two examples, I believe it was in the Laws of Form, G. Spencer Brown, he talked about a recipe, like to make brownies, or a score, like music. It's about occasion. You can't directly share the occasion of that experience, meaning like the taste of a chocolate cake or a chocolate brownie, or you know, and how it is on the palate, that direct experience. And you can't share how a certain piece of music may have moved you. But if one follows the recipe of the baked good, or if one follows the score, you know, in other words, in a symphony, the performers, the conductor, all the different voices of all the instruments, and I have that in my notes somewhere too, we accomplish together what none of us could do alone, then by listening to that piece recreated or reproduced, then we have the chance of that occasion, that direct experience where we too can become moved. And of course, that comes back to the physical. In the physical, it's the energetic activity, and in the emotional, emotional intensity. And so that's what can be brought about by that occasion, that event, that direct experience. So one of the things that struck me was, I was thinking about what I was considering was the carrier and the intelligence impressed upon the carrier. So I was looking at creative consciousness, and this goes all the way back to the metaphysical Big Bang. I believe, you know, Spencer Brown talked about canons that permit or allow the possible to become probable. So I looked at that as the carrier. And to me, the carrier would be what in physics we identify as constants. So you could say it's the stage, but it's the framework or structure that permits all other kinds of creative activity to take place. It's kind of like the stage. And I think that's the jigsaw puzzle. I talk about what's framed. But if I come back to as above, so below, everything begins as a thought. And that's kind of where I ended up identifying or adopting a boundary. So the way I initially looked at the jigsaw puzzle, it was bounded as a stage. I also call it a many diverse operational platform. So it's a platform. And it is with bounds. And that can be a company, family, it can be a community, but there are bounds. And when you cross the bounds, you leave, you go from that operational platform to a different level or different or a different example of an operational platform. It's scalable in the case, in the sense that, let's say, in a corporation or an organization, more people can be hired, but it's with a boundary. Once that person comes in and that company grows, it's bounded. But then on as above, the connect the dots puzzle, so the way I kind of created this boundary between the two was the connect the dots is the abstract. Everything begins as a thought, and that is fully scalable. So to me, that concept of the cannons, the carrier, that created or that ushered into existence the potential of all further possibility. So the thought instruments, conceptual thought instruments, it's fully scalable. See, one of the things I remember I said was that the principles, these enduring and endearing principles, are always relevant and prevalent, meaning they always apply and they always prevail. I think that goes back to we make our stand upon the truth like the rock, and of course that comes back to the fulcrum, the lever point, well, the fulcrum of the load, the lever, and the fulcrum point, as so it's the rock as our foundation, or we dash ourselves against it. So half truths, it's if what you're leveraging against is not the rock, if it's sand, if it's a half truth, if it's a house of cards, it's going to collapse. And if that's your anchor point, you're going to be set adrift. So all that comes into the conceptual thought instruments. And so what I talked about was, and this is part of what I was dealing with, so probability waves, so propagation, so it travels as a wave, it arrives as a particle. So part of what I was looking at was the waves, or the wave function, represents pure potential, all possibility. But some gets introduced, that's initiated. Some gets reinforced, some gets diminished, some gets rejected, cast off, and canceled. But the impact, the point, is the result of this dynamic of being introduced, the propagation of all possibility. And I think they talk about the collapse of the wave function, and when the wave function collapses, there's a result, and that's the part or particle, and that's, you know, of course, in detection, that's, you know, or impact, that's what I refer to it. But I was thinking, and then I talk about rigging. And you see, to me, I was thinking that somehow my rigging, this mutually adaptive and supportive, this rigging in the connect the dots pick, connect the dots puzzle, between the points and the lines that are drawn in as the big picture, which the big picture emerges, an awakening awareness. Somehow I was wondering, okay, so are these lines somehow related to that wave function? And are the points somehow related to the part or the particles? So I'm still kind of thinking about that. But primarily what I came to was that the metaphysical Big Bang represents or represented the canon of to permit or allow through the constants, and that's the carrier, that's the constants, and then human intent, choices, that's the intelligence that we impress upon the carrier. So I had pretty much concluded that's how that part of this, of the modeling, that I could best represent it. So now I do need to come back to fully scalable without boundaries, and then framed with boundaries. It doesn't say in my notes that it's not scalable. It just says that it's framed with boundaries. So that kind of resolves the differential that I'm trying to, you know, draw a distinction. I'm trying to draw a distinction between as above, so below, between the abstract conceptual thought instruments, constellation of concepts, the standard of measure, the references that our lives revolve around. I even referred to this as the spindle at one point. And so that's the above, and then the jigsaw puzzle, the material, the tools, and the skills that we develop using those tools. So again, I do see where I need to further explore how, you know, the wave function and the collapse of the wave function, which renders a result, the resultant. And again, particle, part, and that kind of goes back to the part of is being recreated by. I need to just kind of sort through that. But I mainly just wanted to make sure I got down a little bit of information about, I have come to a firm resolve about the connect the dots puzzle, that's abstract conceptual thought instruments. Refers to constellational concepts, you know, the choice of first magnitude, the references that our lives revolve around, and then that cascades down into the jigsaw puzzle metaphor or concept of the material world. And so I still have a little bit of work to do in that area as far as this fully scalable without boundaries and then scalable with boundaries, but framed, scalable but framed. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to look into that a little bit more. So I think that's pretty much all I wanted to get done this morning. Again, I do want to work a little bit more and explore a little bit more about the wave function and the possibility that I can draw a correlation between that and the lines that connect the points in a connect the dots puzzle. That's really about that's the part that I want to explore a little further. Like I said, I knew this was going to be bumpy, but I just wanted to catch some quick notes. I think that's enough for now. Signing off.